Santee's sales tax measure deserves harder scrutiny than it has received. Santee's proposed 1 cent sales tax increase, heading for the November ballot, would raise the combined rate from 7.75% to 8.75%. Proponents project it will raise roughly $140 million over 10 years, directed toward fire station construction, infrastructure replacement, and road repair. The measure carries a 10-year sunset clause, exemptions for groceries, prescription medicine, and diapers, and an independent oversight committee with annual audits, a well-structured design on its face. The strongest skeptical case, and the one underrepresented in public coverage so far, centers on two compounding risks. First, the $140 million projection rests on an assumed baseline of taxable retail sales in Santee remaining stable or growing. Santee's commercial base is weighted toward categories, auto parts, sporting goods, big box retail, that are meaningfully exposed to e-commerce erosion. A decline of even 2 or 3% annually relative to the baseline assumption could bring actual 10-year revenue in significantly below projections. Second, construction costs for fire stations and infrastructure have been running well above general inflation across California in recent years. A fire station budgeted at a given figure when the fiscal analysis was written may cost substantially more by the time permitting and contracting are complete. The San Diego County Taxpayers Association has already expressed scrutiny of the measure. The counterargument is real: doing nothing carries its own costs. Deferred road repair compounds over time, and an undersized fire station network in a community at wildfire interface risk is not a neutral status quo. General sales tax with citizen oversight is also considerably more transparent than mechanisms such as developer impact fees, which shift costs invisibly on a housing buyers. The most informative single action a voter can take before November is to pull the fiscal analysis document, which should be public, and identify the retail sales growth rate the revenue model assumed. That figure should then be compared against Santee's actual taxable sales trend over the last 3 years, available by city and quarter from the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration. If the model assumed growth and actual sales have been flat or declining, the revenue projection is optimistic. If the model assumed flat sales and actuals have been growing, it is conservative. No campaign mailer will tell a voter more than that comparison.